This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver's city council voted Monday 8-3 to ban certain flavored tobacco products from retail stores. The move outlaws the sale of things like chewing tobacco, vape liquids, and flavored cigarettes, including menthol. Vape shop owner Monica Vondruska spoke out against the change. She says her shop sells products that don't target kids and are intended for adults who want to quit smoking. She says the change will drive shops that sell flavored products under.
I'm going to assume that I'm going to be out of business.
The new rules don't include hookah, premium cigars, and pipe tobacco. People in the city would still be able to use flavored tobacco products, just not buy them. The change goes into effect on July 1st, 2023. Vehicle registration renewal reminders won't be mailed in December due to program updates at the Colorado Department of Revenue, meaning if your vehicle registration expires in January 2022, you will not get a reminder until your registration is already expired. The Air Force Falcons will be the only Colorado college football team headed to a bowl game this postseason.
Breaks free, Pat Windman, touchdown Air Force!
Air Force will face Louisville in the First Responders Bowl on December 28th. Meanwhile, in Division II, the Colorado School of Mines football team has reached the Division II semifinals for the first time in team history. They play Valdosta State on Saturday. This is CPR News and KRCC. Today is a special Tuesday as it is Colorado Gives Day. Donors across the state are supporting the nonprofit organizations that they value at coloradogives.org. If CPR News has been an essential part of your year, make your own impact. Go ahead with a donation now at coloradogives.org.